Good morning, Emily. It's Melissa Brand here. How are you? Good, thank you. I'm just ringing for some advice. You guys do birds there, don't you? You true. Yeah, I've got an Echelectus, female. She's inside with me. She sleeps out on a cage at night time and stuff, but I've just noticed this morning when she hopped off, she's like vomiting. I think maybe she's had something that's upset her stomach. She's a little bit like lethargic. Just been keeping an eye on her. I sort of noticed that it could have been my mistake too. I had a high fiber sort of pancake last night and I gave her a bit of that, and I'm wondering if that could have maybe upset her stomach. She's had some edamame last night as well, so I think hence why it was a little bit like a creamy green. And her vomit was a little bit sort of fibrous, if you know what I mean. But she's drinking water. No, oh, okay. I'm not sure. It's that, you know, it's like Kodiak pancake. It's like a high fiber type thing. Yeah, so yeah, I'm not sure. It's in a box. Yeah, I got it from like Costco. It's like a it's a healthier sort of version. That's the only thing I could think that I've given her that's probably upset her. The only thing is, unless she's grabbed something when she's been on the ground or whatever. She has I got her and put her back in her cage. She's very feisty at the moment because I lost my boy, her partner, a couple of months ago. He because they used to be outside and a dog got into my yard and actually mauled him. So she's very so I don't want to stress her out. So I've just sort of half covered her up. I've watched her. She's when I first put her in, she went straight for the water. And she drank a lot. And then I sort of noticed that I'm trying to tell whether it was out of her mouth or bottom. It was sort of like watery. After that, she's sort of and then she's just gone for more water. And then I'm like, oh, I've taken all her fruit out, but I just put in some of her favorites to see if she would go to eat some of the dry stuff. She went down to grab something and then realized, oh, she mustn't feel well enough or whatever, and she's gone back up to her perch and she's just sort of going to sleep. My issue is I go to work today. I'm a support worker and then I'm on a night shift, which I'm in this area, and I just don't know whether like I should bring her in to get looked at or. Yep. Okay. So basically what I'm doing, just make sure like she's kept quiet, offer her water. Yeah, I didn't put any in this morning. No, I've just put in like a dry mix and I've offered like just her favorites that she normally likes, and she likes just, like your plain biscuits and different things. So I've just kept put that in there. She, like I said, she went down to go for it before, probably thinking, oh, I might eat, but then realized I'm not up to that right now. So I just didn't know what to do because I'm like, it's not an emergency, but it's like, well, like I've got to go to work. I'm thinking I've got a camera here so I can keep an eye on her to check. And I'm just around the corner from where my house anyway. But it was just like, oh, I don't want to panic, but then I don't want to leave it, like in case it's something. I don't know. It's hard to know with birds, like what to do. So Who else would you recommend that would be good for? Because I know once before when I had issues with my boy over North Lakes, they weren't really specialised. They sent me somewhere. There was a place, but I can't remember if it was near over near Chermside or somewhere. I can't. Okay. Now, is it possible? Can I get you to send those, or if you can give me the numbers for those? Okay, if you don't mind. So, what was the first one? Three three five nine. Double two, double three. Yep. Yep. 3482 4058. Oh, 4508. Yep. Yep. 3264 9400. Okay then. Well, thank you so much for that. Yeah, I just don't know what. Yeah. Okay. What time in the morning is your appointment that you've got? 9:30. Okay. I'm just wondering, do I book it just in case, or do I? I'm getting. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I might do that just in case, because I just don't know what to do. It's really hard, and I've got to start work at 10, and I'm like, I know I sound selfish, but it's like, but I don't want to leave her either. It's like, I just don't know what to do. Yes, yeah. We bought our guinea pig in there. I think it went under my daughter's name though. She would have went under Oliver Garrett, maybe. OLIVER, Carissa. So 64 Promenade Circuit. Yeah. Yeah, and my name's Melissa, so but I go by a different surname, so Melissa Brand. You can put maybe a different file. Yep. Brand, BRAND. Melissa, so MELISSA, Brand, BRAND. At iinet.net.au. 0438 843 793. 64 Promenade Circuit, Rothwell, 4022. Yeah, I'll decide whether I take her somewhere to prior. I'll give that maybe, I don't know. It's just hard. I just warned my client, but we might have to go to a vet for a visit today because I do support work as well. And then I don't know, and I'm thinking, gosh, I haven't even got anything I can put her in. Like, it makes it hard because she'll be very feisty, and I'm thinking, do I even stress her, you know? Like, yeah, it's hard to know what to do. Lexi, LEXI, is about 12 years old. Yep. Yep. Okay then. Thank you so much for your advice. Appreciate it. Okay. Bye.